Hello, everybody. I just wanted to first off say thank you to everybody for supporting what I'm trying to do and supporting the podcast and for tuning in to the very first episode of the podcast. It really does mean a lot to me that you guys are doing this. And I really do hope enjoy or that y'all enjoy, the podcast and everything else. So first off, I just before getting started, I wanted to mention that this Anchor podcasting app has a messaging option that allows people to message directly to me, to my cell phone. Any comments, questions, or suggestions that I can take in and go about it from there in future podcasts. Now, the setup is obviously very limited. You have to download the app in order to listen to this, which is unfortunate, but the app is also trying to push my podcast onto other podcasting apps such as Apple and whatnot. So it's trying to help me out by putting the podcast out there. So, and it's a huge reason why I starting out on this first, so that way it helps me out, and then go from there with my own thing. But I really do like that feature. It's a really, really neat feature. So there's that aspect of it. And I also wanted to mention that there is a YouTube channel tie-in. You can find the link to it in my bio or description. You can also find it straight on YouTube. It's under the same name as this. It's Grind Time. It does have already a bunch of videos on it because it is a rebranded YouTube from what I was doing before. But I'm just rebranding it, rebooting it to tie in with this one. So that way, I'm not only talking about the gaming world, I'm also playing and showcasing games at the same time. You can check out the Resident Evil one-shot 30-minute demo that I had just posted last Sunday, which was extremely good. I can't wait for it to come out. And that will be the first game that I record and post on the YouTube channel. Hopefully by Friday or Saturday. My plan with this is to post a YouTube video every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and post the podcasts every Monday. The podcast might fluctuate depending on when tournaments take place. Hopefully they usually take place over weekends. That's why I picked Monday, so that way we could recap them and everything else. But, there's sometimes going to be some random dates in there, random tournament pop-ups and charity events that can be any day of the week. So that'll depend on that, or if not, it'll just be recorded and talked about and discussed on the following podcast, whether it's a week after or so. So that's the plan. Like I said, this is obviously a very limited setup between the YouTube and the podcasting. I can only do so much as of right now, and hopefully that will progress over time with better software, better setup. But that's going to take a lot of time. I can't go from crawling to driving in a blink of an eye. So hopefully everybody will continue to stay tuned and continue to support what I'm doing and everything else while I slowly progress through this. As much as I'd love to go fast and have like the best setup and everything else and do what I truly want to do, I realistically can't do it, and I just got to work with what I can. And like I said, I hope everybody enjoys it. So let's go ahead and hop into it. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. You know what time it is. Yes, it is grind time. I am your host, Stone Rowe. This is it. This is the very first podcast of It's Grind Time. And essentially with this first episode, I'm just going to go over what the plans are for this podcast, what I hope to achieve, go over a little bit about what is going on, and review in 2018, expectations for 2019, and then going to talk about what next week's episode here on Grind Time will be about.
and then cap it off with a little bit of a fun fact. Going to try this formula out for a little bit, try different things, have different people on, talk about different things, ranging from the hottest games, the up and coming games that are super hyped or overhyped or maybe even underhyped, and talk about any important gaming announcements that, for example, like the PS5 announcement that Sony made a while back, or the two new Xbox projects that Microsoft has announced, the Anaconda and the Lockhart. One of those rumored being a discless consoles. We'll talk about that in another podcast. And then also, I want to get into talking about esports in tournaments and different things like that. Like, for example, the E-League just announced that a $100,000 Counter-Strike Go Invitational is happening this month from January 25th to January 27th. And these podcasts will be airing on Mondays. So I will be having a podcast coming out next Monday, the 27th. No, excuse me, the 28th, talking about the results of that invitational, who won, what all happened, and just pretty much just talk about that. And go into more details about it. And also, there is apparently a league coming to Call of Duty Black Ops by February. So there will be a new gaming league for Black Ops 4, probably mainly for the multiplayer aspects. I don't know if they'll do the blackout mode. I highly doubt it. It'll be just multiplayer. Kind of surprised that they haven't done it sooner, but Black Ops 4 is probably the best Call of Duty overall in many years. Many years. I was never even a fan of Part 3, but I absolutely do love Part 4, probably because it is the only Call of Duty that I'm actually pretty damn good in the multiplayer aspect. So let's hop right into it and talk about the upcoming games that I am excited for. First off, I'm excited for anything Nintendo. I'm a huge, huge fan of the Nintendo Switch. I love it. I got all three consoles, the PS4, the Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, and the Switch is my go-to. If it's coming out on the Switch, I'm getting it. The only way that I get it on the PS4 or the Xbox One is if it doesn't come out on the Switch. I just love the mobility of the Nintendo Switch, being able to take it on the go, or I can even just relax in handheld, sitting at home and having something playing on the TV like YouTube and whatnot like that. So I really love the mobility aspect of the Switch to allow me to be doing other things at the same time. So that would be like the new Yoshi game that's coming out. I didn't even ever play anything on the Nintendo Wii U. Once the Wii came out, I really didn't like the Wii. I was a huge fan of the 64, huge fan of the GameCube, but the Wii started, when that came out, I really lost interest in it with the motion controls and everything like that. And then the Wii U, I didn't even know even came out until the end of its life cycle when the Nintendo Switch was coming out. So that just shows how much I really cared about Nintendo during that time period, to where they made a whole new console and I didn't even know anything about it until the end of its life cycle, which spanned from 2012 to, I believe, 2016. So it didn't last long, only 4 years. So I didn't play like the other Yoshi games or the Paper Marios or anything like that. I have them and I really would like to play them. The Wii U just really turns me off, to where I really wish that they would just port over every single game that they ever made on the Wii U and just put it on the Switch. Whether it be digital only, hey, I'm fine with that. put it in a library just like the NES games or something like that, and I will gladly play them all day, every day, and just march right on through every single game. I would really love that. Luigi's Mansion 3. It's a pretty hyped game for the Nintendo Switch. To be honest, I've never even played the first two. The second one came out on the DS, I believe the 3DS. So it's pretty hyped. I can't wait for it to come out. I have seen the gameplay on the first one. I've not seen the gameplay of the one on the 3DS, but I probably will before it comes out. The Final Fantasy games, yes, they're all ported overs and they're all the old ones, like 10 and 12 and stuff like that. But hey, I've never played Final Fantasy, never. I did play Final Fantasy 15 on the Xbox, but the repetitiveness of that game and the constant, like, Final Fantasy 15 requires a lot of grinding. Like, somebody told me that they were a level 60 and still, couldn't beat the ending, and I was only at level 25 at the end. So I had a lot of going back to do in order to really progress through the game, and I really had to spend a lot of time doing repetitive things, and that's just not my cup of tea at all. Not anymore, it's not. So there's that. And then, of course, the now exclusive Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And that one I really love, because of the simple fact that many, many fans of the Ultimate Marvel Alliance series have been waiting for a third game for a decade. And finally, after a decade of waiting, they announce it. But the kicker is that it is a Nintendo Switch exclusive. I love it. I absolutely love it, because now anybody who wants to play it now has to get a Nintendo Switch, or will have to at least borrow somebody's in order to play it. So I really do love that Nintendo is getting exclusives, and they're getting AAA games. It's really taken off, and God, I've just absolutely love it. I can't stop complimenting the Nintendo Switch to anybody that I talk to. It's just so amazing, and I don't see why some people just don't want to get it. It's the cheapest, and to me, it's just the overall best. I don't really care too much for graphics or this or that. Like, it's the simple things. Like, graphics don't affect me. Gameplay mechanics and stuff like that do. If it hits on all those, then hey, I'm fine. Screw the graphics. I don't care. But you know what another thing is? Nintendo Switch Online is a lot cheaper than PlayStation and Xbox as well. So if a multiplayer game comes out on all three consoles, it's cheapest for me to do it on the Nintendo, because it's cheaper. Yeah, the servers may not be up to Sony's par or Microsoft's par, but I don't care. I don't play enough multiplayer to really care too much about it. Like, I don't experience too many problems with the games that I have on the Switch. Smash Bros, I don't really have too many problems unless somebody comes in with bad internet. Or, I play Mario Tennis and I don't experience that either. Resident Evil, I don't experience anything. So, it really comes down to your internet mostly. A lot of people like to say it's servers and stuff like that, which it can be, but it also can easily be your internet as well, causing a lot of effect. Anthem, another hyped up game. I really hope it's not a dud when it comes out. I'll more than likely be getting it. I just really hope it don't let me down, because I believe it is a multiplayer game. So we'll have to see. I did read that every single aspect of the game does have matchmaking. So, like, everything, I guess, game mode wise and what you do has matchmaking in it. So, well, we'll see. We'll see about Anthem when that time comes. Mortal Kombat 11. Never truly been a fan of Mortal Kombat. Never got 9, never got 10. But 11, I'm kind of actually am debating on getting. For what reason? because it is coming out for the Nintendo Switch. Only reason I need. I'd much rather do the arcade style fighting with something like the Switch in handheld. It just feels so much better. That's why Smash feels so great on it. And I believe Mortal Kombat is going to feel 10 times as great on that than on the consoles like PS4 or Xbox One. So I might actually get it, and I might actually play it. Well, obviously, if I get it, I'm going to play it. But, you know, it would be the first Mortal Kombat since, I think, like, Armageddon that I've had and have played and more than likely to beat. So, pretty excited for that one. Far Cry New Dawn, that's another one that's a sequel to Far Cry 5. I wasn't a fan of Far Cry 5. Spoiler alert, it involves religious Armageddon. I'm not a fan of anything that deals with religious Armageddon. Outlast 2, I loved Outlast 1, hated Outlast 2 because why? It deals with religious Armageddon. Yes, it is based on a true story, but in real events, but of course, you know, the ending is not the same because actual religious Armageddon happened, but that's not my cup of tea. If it's any game that's got religious Armageddon in it, it's not me. It is absolutely not me. And New Dawn kind of fixes that for me. I did find out later on that, you know, it was, I believe North Korea had nuked America, and that's what it was. It wasn't actually a religious Armageddon. It was North Korea dropping bombs on us. But, you know, I still just really didn't like it. But I think Far Cry, A New Dawn will fix that for me. And I will really love it because overall I did love the gameplay of Far Cry 5. I loved the mechanics. I loved the style and everything of the game. And the game was a very beautiful game. Just the religious Armageddon was the biggest turnoff for me and why I hated the game. But New Dawn's going to do it in for me. I'm pretty excited for that. And then, of course, Division 2. Got to be excited for it. A bunch of my friends are talking about it and planning on getting it. So I'm going to go ahead and get it too. Play with them. And then let's go ahead and review gaming in 2018. 2018 for me in the gaming world was huge. Plenty of big games that came out this year, from God of War to Red Dead 2 to Super Smash to Call of Duty Black Ops 4 to Spider-Man to Monster Hunter World to Assassin's Creed Odyssey. There was just so many. And then, of course, you also still got Fortnite in there that was very popular in 2018. You still got League of Legends and all these e-leagues. And, like, 2018... I believe just really took off in the esports world. Like, that was their year, and it's just going to continue to grow even more and more and more with different leagues, different competitions, different invitationals, tournaments, charity events. Like, it's just going to get bigger from here. It really is. And I'm excited. I'm excited. There's plenty of good games, like I just mentioned, already that's coming out in 2019. And, of course, we're still fresh into the new year. We'll find out more that's coming in the back half of the year once E3 rolls around the corner. And, yes, I will be covering E3 as well in all things E3. I'll probably break it down into three different podcasts, probably one for Nintendo, one for Xbox, and one for PlayStation, with whatever else was revealed along with them during their days. So, plenty of stuff to talk about in the upcoming months to the road to E3. And for next week's podcast, I'm going to go ahead and make my 2019 predictions. Essentially making predictions for E3, before we even get anywhere as close to it, go ahead and just make my predictions for the upcoming new year and what I think will happen between the PlayStation and the Xbox and, of course, the Nintendo Switch and even the 3DS, what the future holds for the last handheld for our generation. Will it die out? Will it be the last one? Or will it thrive? That's a good question and a debatable one. And then, recap what happened with the E-League Counter-Strike Invitational. Recap what happened, the winners and stuff, like I mentioned early on. We'll go deep with that. That'll probably be majority of next week's podcast. And of course, we have to talk about Fortnite. Now, you can't talk video games without talking about the hottest game on the market and the hottest game ever officially by making history with racking in $2.4 billion in the year of 2018. Just goes to show that you don't need to make a $60 game, a $40 game, or a $20 game just to hit it big. You can easily just make something free to play that's going to catch on, throw some hell of a lot of cosmetics in there, pretty pricey, and people will buy it up. People are collectors. Everybody has a hobby. Everybody collects something. For me, it is Star Wars and vintage gaming. For a lot of people, it's collecting all the skins that are limited time in Fortnite. And Fortnite is now on everything from the Switch to the Xbox to the PS4 to tablets to phones. It's on everything. Everything. Fortnite is just everywhere. Now they got toys. Like, they're growing so fast. And it's honestly surprising that they did not make more. Do I think that they will reset the record in 2019? Yes. As long as they keep spitting out exclusive limited time skins and their toy products really take off, and whatever else they plan to do throughout the year, I do think that they could top their own mark of $2.5 billion. And so we're going to wrap this up with a fun fact that I now have to look up because I've found something really good. It was very interesting and very funny. Mr. Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Super Mario Bros. And Donkey Kong, is not allowed to bike to work because his safety is too important to Nintendo. So Nintendo will not even allow him to bike to work. Probably don't even let him walk to work either. They probably send him a limo with four security guards at each, like one at each door, and probably just rides right on with him to work almost every single time. I mean, the man's the biggest thing. Like, he is Nintendo. He is Nintendo, without a doubt. There is no Nintendo without that man. That man is God to the Nintendo world. So with that being said, the grind time is over, and I'll be seeing you next Monday.